Report, Neat Scrubs Unsubstantiated Claim About New York Post's Hunter Biden Story. By Amy Furr on September 14, 2021. The New York Times has apparently removed its claim a New York Post article regarding Hunter Biden's laptop was unsubstantiated. The outlet quietly removed the word unsubstantiated from an online article on Monday in its report revealing the Federal Election Commission's ruling that Twitter did not violate election laws when it censored the Post's reporting on the laptop ahead of the 2020 election, the Post reported on Tuesday. According to the Post, the Times article initially read, "The Federal Election Commission has dismissed Republican accusations that Twitter violated election laws in October by blocking people from posting links to an unsubstantiated New York Post article about Joseph R. Biden Jr.'s son Hunter Biden, in a decision that is likely to set a precedent for future cases involving social media sites and federal campaigns." The Times newspaper also shared a link to the piece containing the unsubstantiated claim. Although deleted from the article, the word was still used in the tweet by the newspaper. Twitter users criticized the newspaper for using the word unsubstantiated, one person writing, "Unsubstantiated? What a joke. We keep having to say this, but is it any wonder that there is zero trust in the media and our institutions? Democratic operatives up and down the line." But Pulitzer Prizes for the Russia story. Okay, another commented. Breitbart News reported Tuesday the Federal Election Commission, FEC, gave a pass to Twitter for suppressing the Post's Hunter Biden laptop story prior to the 2020 election, effectively granting an official stamp of approval to Silicon Valley tech giants protecting a candidate from negative news stories by suppressing their reach. In July, Peter Schweitzer, president of the Government Accountability Institute, GAI, said his organization confirmed President Joe Biden was a direct beneficiary of Hunter's financial deals with foreign interests. "We do have a copy, by the way, here at Gaia of Hunter Biden's laptop and all the files," Schweitzer explained during an interview on The Sean Hannity Show. "It confirms that Joe Biden was a direct beneficiary."